one-to-one match kind of thing. And the reason why I like that is because you have to teach students leadership skills. And it's not a core class, but it's something that you can teach all day in all the classes, really, you know, having the students do. And that's what I love about some of the leadership programs, that it's student-led. So there are lots of programs out there that I think that, you know, I don't think the government is the answer, but I think that the government can help out when something is working. And you have to have parameters. You have to, you know, basically say this is what the metrics that we're looking for. If this is happening, if you're getting these results, then the government can help out. So it's a lot of these public-private partnerships that we should be doing. I think that there's room for both those kinds of programs to continue to build up as long as we're seeing the results.
Do you have time to stay for one more segment?
Absolutely.
Good. Scott Hammond joining us, State Senator, Nevada District 18. We're going to talk about the news of the day, and the news of the day is everybody's talking about should the president go to Kenosha or not. He says he's going to. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ. When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
At Second Amendment Guns, they always believe and uphold everyone's Second Amendment right to carry. They put their customers first and thrive to achieve 100% satisfaction with each customer they serve. Second Amendment Guns, a veterans-owned and operated store, is happy to announce the opening of their second store, along with a state-of-the-art shooting range at the old DMV building in Pahrump. Become a founding member by logging on to secondamendmentguns.com/memberships. By becoming a founding member, you can take advantage of a wide variety of discounts at secondamendmentguns.com/memberships.
He's the coolest man in the world. So cool that his drinks stay cold without ice. So cool that his business cards say, "I'll call you." So stay cool, my friends, and call Home Air Conditioning for all your cooling and air conditioning needs. From repairs to replacements, call Danny at 878-8367. Get an efficiency and air conditioning tune-up for only $59.
The summers are long, so stay cool, my friend. Stay cool.
License number 51994. Online at homeairlv.com.
Would you like an air conditioning technician instead of a salesman?
Afraid you're about to overpay for that air conditioner from that national chain?
Then you need to call Home Air Conditioning for your new, quiet, and energy-efficient air conditioning system. And if you need service and repair, they fix it right the first time. License number 51994. Call Danny for your quote over the phone at 878-8367. That's 878-8367, online at homeairlv.com.
I'll be honest, the first few months were tough. When I left the military, I was excited for a fresh start, but civilian life has been harder than I thought it would be. Figuring out a new career while also being a good mom, wife, and friend. Some days I'm barely keeping my head above water. And with the transition and everything I'm juggling, I'm spread too thin. I finally realized that it's hurting my mental health. To get back to enjoying life again, I needed to get help. Opening up to someone was a big step for me. I saw that I'm not alone and that there are tools to help me overcome what I'm going through. With support, I feel like I'm heading in the right direction. Discover how other women veterans like me have learned to thrive after military service by taking care of themselves and their mental health. Visit maketheconnection.net/womenveterans.
Have you ever felt so dizzy you could hardly stand up? You're not alone. Millions of people struggle with dizziness and experience the debilitating symptoms of vestibular dysfunction, such as vertigo, nausea, and ringing in their ears. Vestibular disorders affect people of all ages and can impact ability to work, go to school, or just perform everyday tasks like shopping and getting dressed. Because these symptoms are invisible and difficult to describe, they're often overlooked by doctors and dismissed by family and friends. But there is hope. Visit vestibular.org or call 800-837-8428. If you or someone you know has experienced a persistent sense of dizziness or lack of balance, visit vestibular.org to search for a vestibular specialist in your area. The Vestibular Disorders Association can help you discover a life rebalanced. Visit vestibular.org, that's vestibular.org, or call 800-837-8428.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget, this hour brought to you by attorney Craig Mueller of Mueller & Associates. When you need an attorney, you need someone who shares your conservative values. Call Craig Mueller, Mueller & Associates, 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. Joining us, as he does every Monday, Scott Hammond, the state senator from Nevada District 18. For those, just kind of a refresher course, Nevada 18, where is it?
Mostly, it's the northwest corner, you know, as you're going out, Centennial Hills area. So up here by the Centennial Bowl going in, up here, it's a great little location up here as you're leaving Las Vegas and heading off towards Reno.
I want to get into the news of the day, and of course the news of the day is that the president tomorrow is going to Kenosha, Wisconsin, where they've had death and destruction, it's been horrific what we have seen. It looks like Wisconsin is accepting at least some federal help. But I want to ask you about the trip. And a lot of people are saying, well, he shouldn't go. The governor says, well, he's just fanning the flames. Do you think he should go?
Well, look, I'm the last person most people are going to ask. I'm just not the guy who gives a lot of, that's above my pay grade. But look, the president needs to show the American people. I think he needs to be a leader. I think he needs to go places that need leadership. I actually think he should probably go. But I think that he needs to go there and with the resolve to try and help the situation. And if he does it that way, then I think that's exactly what he needs to do.
Well, and the thing that I fear most is that the kind of violence we've seen there in Minneapolis and Chicago and Portland, that we're going to start seeing that in other American cities, including maybe some here in Nevada. They had the special session that you were a part of. Did they do enough or did they do too much in trying to quell some of this violence here in the state of Nevada, all the legislative stuff that they did, and a lot of it was really, really bad. Did they do too much or not enough?
Well, in the terms of the police, I think that the police, I would imagine that you're going to hear from a lot of folks who are police officers who don't like what happened, and I think that they went a little too far. I mean, it's one thing to talk about chokeholds and banning chokeholds, what they've done for a long time. They talked a little bit about that and then extended it. But then, we're talking about with Nicole Cannizzaro's bill, what she did with that, reversing a lot of stuff that she did in 2019. It basically, a police officer can be brought up on charges, stemming from an arrest, and they can bring that back 5 years later, and they could have all the evidence against the police officer, but the police officer never gets to see any of the evidence until after the decision is made. I mean, that's not what I would say is, the correct due process, but that's what we have in place. And if you're talking about a stumbling block to getting more police officers into the academy, black or white, that would be a huge one right there. And so I think that they went a little too far. And one of my concerns is that we're going to start seeing this take place, this violence. You're going to see this violence take place in more cities more places across the country, which is, again, a huge difference that was really drawn out during the Republican National Convention. I think they really did a good job of saying, you know, there's a stark difference. There's, you know, what's going on in cities controlled by Democrats, states controlled by Democrats, and what's going on in other places, and what the president would like to see, and what most people would like to see. And I think that's why he's getting more votes now in the black community. They don't want to see the police departments defunded. You know, they certainly, you can talk about training, and certainly you can talk about de-escalation and other things. I think our police department does a pretty good job. I know that a lot of people come here to try and see what they do, and perhaps you can do that in more locations. But defunding them, I just don't see a lot of people wanting to do that. I think you're seeing the numbers change in our favor on that.
Scott, just over 60 days remaining until Election Day. October 17th is the start of early voting. And I want to ask you, we've all had a chance to, I guess, digest this AB4 thing and the whole deal about, you know, harvesting ballots and things like that, mail-in votes. What's the thing that keeps you up at night worried about this election?
Well, you know, you see a lot of people, they've written about this. I've seen a lot of articles come out in the last couple of days, and they talk about how, you know, Secretary of State Bart Sugatsky has put out, you know, sort of a myth about SB4 and about the election law or the election ballots and the new law that came out, and praising her for this. But, you know, they don't talk a lot about the fact that she still has lots of reservations about this. You know, there are a lot of myths. One, it's not an all mail-in ballot, right? You can still show up. All it means is that everybody's going to get a ballot. So she actually talks a lot about this, dispelling these myths, but no one bothers to continue writing saying, well, she's telling you that it's not going to be this, so why does Secretary of State still have reservations about it? And I can tell you right now, there's a couple of reservations. One, it's costing us money, a lot more money than you want to spend right now, that we could have been putting towards Health and Human Services, drawing down federal dollars, you know, making sure that we prevent more providers from leaving the state. It also talks a little about the ballot harvesting. That's something that a lot of people don't want to see because it has potential for abuse. And that's the one thing that people don't understand. Yeah, I mean, we're all going to get a mail-in ballot. And yeah, we've all, you know, the post office, they probably can handle this. We've done it in the past. I mean, there's a lot of things that you could say, I'm fine with that or whatever. You know, people might make a case for it. But the reality is having people going out there and collecting all of these ballots and then delivering them, you are opening yourself up for the potential for fraud. And I think that that is the most egregious part about the bill. And we need to, as Republicans, we need to make sure that we talk about that. You know, I don't like to talk about the other things that, quite frankly, you know, we have been mailing in things for a long time. I'm okay with that. I hope I'm making myself clear. I think that people need to focus in on that ballot harvesting. That's the part that has the potential to really be detrimental to our voting process.
Hey, Scott, in our final minute, people love your teletown halls. They're informative. You bring big-name guests, you know, folks that actually are decision-makers or policy-makers. Can you talk about when your next teletown hall is going to be?
We're going to do it again next week, next Monday. We did one last week. We had, matter of fact, Wayne Thorty, Deputy Director of Elections for the Department for Secretary of State's Office. He did a great hour with me. We had a lot of questions about the whole process, and, you know, he did a great job. We're going to do another one next week. Not sure who we're going to bring on next week. I think it's going to have to be a little bit more healthcare related. Because I really want to talk about, you know, relevancy, you know, what numbers and what stats should we really be focusing in on when it comes to the COVID pandemic.
Well, it is going to be, you'll have information for us next week?
Yep, I will. I have a contact, all the phone numbers that anybody is ever going to need and everything else.
That'll be great. Scott, have a great week, and we'll talk to you again next week, okay?
All right. Thanks a lot, Kevin. Talk to you.
There you go, Scott Hammond, State Senator, District 18. Coming up top of the hour, John Ponder, the founder of Hope for Prisoners. We'll talk about what it is, what it does, and the amazing week he had in Washington. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Fall is a great time to remodel your pool. If your pool plaster and tile is a little tired, call B&D Plastering today for your immediate bid from our experienced estimators. Call B&D Pool Plastering, 702-644-8980.
Nevada license 48944-71642.
Breaking news, layoffs, forced early retirements, buyouts.
You've worked hard to build your retirement income plan. Make sure it doesn't crumble when you need it the most. Call now for your no-cost consultation and get Coach Pete's favorite book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income. But more importantly, get your own customized and personalized total retirement income plan that will put you in control of your retirement with systematic, safe, and guaranteed lifetime income. 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figuerella, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Fall is a great time to remodel your pool. If your pool plaster and tile is a little tired, call B&D Plastering today for your immediate bid from our experienced estimators. Call B&D Pool Plastering, 702-644-8980.
Nevada license 48944-71642.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Castle Insurance Group. At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best auto, home, or business policy from name brand carriers like Progressive, Travelers, Safeco, and more. Call 702-714-1060. The quote, it's absolutely free. It won't cost you a dime. Pick up the phone. Find out how you can save money on your insurance. 702-714-1060, Castle Insurance Group. Now, on the Sunday shows yesterday, there were a whole bunch of stuff talked about. Going to Kenosha was one. The other thing was the aftermath of the Republican National Convention. And Amy Klobuchar, who ran for both president and vice president, lost both times. This was her reaction to the Trump reference at the convention to use of the term thugs, which, by the way, was spot on, right? I mean, she was right. He was right when he called them thugs. I'm talking about the rioters, the looters, the attackers, the anarchists, Antifa. But this was Amy Klobuchar and her reaction with John Carl on This Week on ABC.
These incredible people from all over the country, all over the world that were there last night, they walked out to a bunch of thugs. And that wasn't, remember this, that wasn't friendly protesters.
So what was your reaction as you saw that? There's no question that Trump supporters were
intimidated and approached as they left the White House in a rather menacing way?
Well, my first reaction is, and I have long condemned looting, violence, threats. That's not peaceful protest. And I don't care who's engaging in it, you condemn it. And of course, Joe Biden has clearly condemned it. But let's step back. This isn't just happening in one place. It's happening all over the country. It is happening under Donald Trump's watch. What is going on? We have innocent people like George Floyd shot by police. We have what happened in Kenosha. And then we have a president that literally stands on the people's lawn in violation of the Hatch Act, stands on the lawn with a bunch of pageantry in a bunch of fancy clothes with arias playing from the balcony and says, oh, do you want to be more safe? We are not safe in Donald Trump's America. It's not only have we seen an increase in hate crimes, not only have we seen increases in crime, but we have seen 3,600 people die during the Republican convention, Jonathan. Now over 180,000 people that died from this coronavirus. Seniors like my dad, visiting them behind glass windows as he stands alone with coronavirus in a room. I'll never forget that moment. And he survived that, but so many other people's parents and grandparents did not. So no, we are not more safe. And I think Joe Biden has a very strong case to make about the changes he will make to make this country more safer. We have not seen this with this president.
That's Amy Klobuchar, the senator who ran for president, then ran for vice president, and lost both times. What a loser. More to come as we continue. My name is Kevin Waltz. So good to have you with us. It is Monday. Brand new week. Brand new challenges ahead this week. And, of course, the president going to Kenosha, Wisconsin tomorrow. And the big debate right now is, should he or shouldn't he? I'm saying you're the president of the United States. You are the consoler-in-chief. Go to Kenosha. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Uh-oh.
Prince Charming is at the door with a glass slipper. But you have an ugly fungal infection on your toe. See, you've been using that rotten brand that just didn't work. Of course it didn't. It just sat there. But Cinderella knew better. She used Bye Bye Fungus, a revolutionary new treatment for those wretched fungal infections. Bye Bye Fungus is fast acting and has been found by doctors to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye Bye Fungus requires no costly office visits, painful procedures, and doesn't have the risks associated with expensive oral medications. It's as easy to apply as nail polish. And above all else, it's effective. So effective that it's patented. As Cinderella knew, this is the day to declare bye-bye, fungus. Remember, you can't hide a fungal infection in a glass slipper. Call 1-800-258-3635. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, sometimes the message that people give is subtle, nuanced. And sometimes it's just in your face. That's what Portland Democrat Mayor Ted Wheeler did. He blamed President Trump on the violence in Portland after a right-wing protester was murdered last night. Wheeler's attempt to deflect blame comes after he told Trump last week to, quote, stay away, unquote, following the president's offer of federal funds or federal troops. He went on to say, quote, do you seriously wonder, Mr. President, why this is the first time in decades that America has seen this level of violence? If you, who have created the hate and the division, it's you who have not found a way to say the names of black people killed by police officers, even as people in law enforcement have, and it's you who claim that white supremacists are good people. That, first of all, that's not what he said. I mean, there they go again, using one phrase from a full sentence. English teachers all across America are aghast at that. No, he used that. And it's you who claim that white supremacists are good people. He did not do that. He did not do that. Stick around. More to do as we can. I'm so excited about this next guest. We had him on over at, I think when we were at CBS. Years ago, back in the day. He is John Ponder. You saw him on the Republican National Convention. He's the founder of Hope for Prisoners. He's John Ponder. He'll join us next. We'll do that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us. It's Monday on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
At Castle Insurance Group, their mission is to make life easier for you and your business. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Instead of you taking the time to hunt down the best prices for your homeowners, auto, and business insurance, the pros at Castle Insurance Group do all the hard work for you, and it won't cost you a penny more. The folks at Castle Insurance Group don't represent just one insurance carrier. They can look for the lowest prices and best coverage from a host of carriers. Name brands like Progressive, Nationwide, Travelers, Safeco, Dairyland, and many more. At Castle Insurance Group, they make buying insurance easy. Just a 10-minute phone call with a Castle Insurance Group representative, and you can get the lowest rates and the best coverage. You kick back and relax, and they do all the heavy lifting. Call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, 702-714-1060. Remember, the quote is absolutely free. That's 702-714-1060. One more time, 702-714-1060. That's Castle Insurance Group.
The Vegas heat is here, and Meineke has a hot deal for you. Come in right now and get a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95. That's right, only $17.95 for a synthetic blend oil change. Visit your local Meineke Care Center today.
Listen to Newsflash Daily for your up-to-date local news, brought to you by Mr. Law. Call Mr. Law now at 702-233-3334. Your authority for personal injury, divorce, and probate cases. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this ad.
The Vegas Heat is here, and Meineke has a hot deal for you. Come in right now and get a